Hawaii County has moved up the date of a police sweep to relocate homeless people camping at the old Kona Airport. On Wednesday, all belongings and the people who own them must be gone, hopefully to a more permanent place, according to officials working to help them make the transition. A variety of outreach agencies are looking for shelter placements for those who will accept them and to find additional bed space and other housing options. Assistant Housing Administrator at the Office of Housing and Community Development on Hawaii Island, Lance Ni'imi, is at the nexus of that outreach, and he joins us now by phone. Aloha, Lance.
Aloha, Beth Ann.
So people have been camping out at the old Kona Airport now for quite some time, and originally they were told that it was going to be August 9th that they would have to move out. Why was it moved to August 2nd?
Yes. The Parks and Recreation wanted to give some lead time to help the homeless people get their belongings out of the park. And the goal was to get all of the belongings out of the park and then have a cleanup on August 9th and 10th, a massive cleanup with volunteers and just to make the park a better place for the public to use again. And so part of the earlier move was to also help the people move their things either into storage that the county will do for a period of time, which is required by law, or to get them moved to alternative sites that we are trying to assist them with.
You've been trying to find additional spaces in addition to whatever homeless beds or shelters there might be for homeless beds. Have you been able to locate many more?
No. The first effort was to try and really find out how many people wanted housing at the airport, and we did an intensive outreach. And the piece of that went with that was to try and find what the inventory was, to really look at existing inventory and place all of those that wanted to into the shelters and whatever normally is available. And so through that process, intensive outreach and matching existing housing, Hope Services did a remarkable job and stepped up the effort and accelerated what normally would be a longer period of time and housed 17 of the 62 people that had asked for help at the airport. And 17 of 62, that left 45 people still asking for help. And our Mayor Kim, man of great integrity and compassion, asked us that maybe we, asked us to try and get additional housing availability. So we did a very, very ambitious effort to house an additional 20 of the homeless at the airport at the Friendly Place in Kona, which is an existing shelter for the homeless. And we're trying to, in a period of just about a week, less than a week, to set up this temporary shelter and have the remaining at least 20 of the homeless relocated here. And that'll be tomorrow. We're trying to set everything up
okay.
as soon as possible.
Today. I mean, so Lance, I mean, looking at all these numbers of the 62 people, 17 you were able to place, 45 you had to find a place for, 20
Very
of them.
Very good at math, Beth Ann.
20 of them you have now believed that you've been able to find some place for them to be. What happens to the rest of them? And what about the other people who were initially saying to you, hey, we don't want help?
Yeah. So, the 20 that are identified now, we are going to actually go out today and they've been identified to our case management information system as the most chronically homeless and vulnerable. And so we're trying to house those 20 first. You're right, math is very good, Beth, and that leaves 25 of the homeless that said they wanted help. Those 25, we're trying to give them information about existing services. We're going out today to share that information and try and really find out how many of them were able to find alternative housing without our help.
Sometimes,
but it is a concern. There's still 25 of the total 62 that said they wanted help.
Lance, sometimes when we use these terms, the homeless, and try to paint with a broader brush, we lose sight of who these people really are and
yes.
the subgroups. So can you talk a little bit about who these groups of people really are? Are we talking about, veterans? Are we talking about other chronically homeless people? Are we talking about individuals, families? Are there kids involved? Who's there at the airport?
Okay. Families that are at the airport all have been placed. There were actually two, and I'm not sure if they're two different families, but they have been placed through our existing housing inventory. So no families right now. We're talking about all singles at the airport.
Any veterans in there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Any veterans in there?
The veterans, I think there were like three or four, and I think those are also going to be placed. So the veterans are covered to our veteran outreach. The rest are primary singles. Of the 20 that we're going to try and house, 12 of them are female singles and 8 males.
So bottom line, what's going to happen come Wednesday?
Come Wednesday, actually, they're going to go out. Today is the 29th. No, today is the 31st. So tomorrow, actually today, we're trying to set up the tents and the housing accommodations, kind of like a civil defense. You know, there was a hurricane today, and we have to do it tomorrow. Pretty much what we're going to try and do and set up the shelter today. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, the 20 that we identified, we're going to have them come over at 12 to 7 and then try to get them settled here.
And any plan for something that's more permanent?
Oh, yeah. The permanent option was something that we've been working on for a while. And it was a private landowner and trying to make all the arrangements. The difficulty with a temporary site that we have long-term potential is that the barriers to get it set up right away were harder than we thought. So we're still working on a long-range plan right now. The effort is a short-range.
So conceivably, immediate. Then, these folks who will be moving to the tent today, tomorrow, Wednesday, will be there for an indefinite period of time while you try to see if there is a way of being able to procure it more permanently?
Yeah, the site here is temporary license. It's a temporary arrangement. And then some of the people that are here will go into emergency shelter and other shelter arrangements that are available as they become available. We still are in the process of trying to come up with a long-term plan for Kona as well as the other areas on Hawaii Island.
All right. We'll be checking back with you to see how it's going and also what those permanent plans look like. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity for sharing what we're doing here.
Lance Naimi is a former social worker, now the Assistant Housing Administrator for the Office of Housing and Community Development on Hawaii Island. He's been assigned by Mayor Harry Kim to address homelessness in Hawaii County.